Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Historical Society board member Jan Ferry about work on the second phase of the Wall Museum project that was funded in part by a $50,000 Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant.
For the $50,000 grant, if you could explain, what will this be going towards?
As you know, we've talked in the past. Last year when we interviewed, we had torn down a wall museum, which was one of the main buildings at our Kelowna Historical Village. And we have, with the money last year, we built the exterior. So that's completed and up. And now the money this year will help to complete the interior. So it'll do the plumbing and the heating and the electrical and all of that. And then it will help us to design. The main exhibit will be a replica of the Kelowna business community from like 1879 to 1950. So it'll be small buildings that will replicate what the downtown looked like during that time period. And then there'll be other exhibits that will be planned that will go into that space, which will be completed the following year. It'll also help us complete the Kelowna High School alumni exhibit, which was in the old building. So we'll give that a facelift and reinstall much of the stuff, of the artifacts that were in the old one. And then we also have completed, we have an Iowa archaeology history exhibit with projectile points and arrowheads from a local farmer. So that will then be mounted. And so it's exciting to be able to start to finish the interior and start some of the exhibits. So that's what the $50,000 will help us with.
How is the building looking so far since it was constructed last year? Have you started on the plumbing and other inside work?
Well, that's what the money will help. So the inside work, so what's been done is a little bit of electrical so that during Fall Festival we could have people in there. So the outside is totally done. And then the framework is there, but like bathrooms and air conditioning and the lighting, none of that has been completed yet.
And so when do you hope to get further work completed for this building?
So we met with the contractor last night, and so it should be starting very soon.
Who is the contractor?
Terry Miller of Miller Builders.
When will the building be ready for some of the exhibits to be ready, do you think, is the plan?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
With, you know, a lot of construction going on, and so we're hoping to have it by Fall Festival, by September, to have the Kelowna High School room completely done, and then the partial exhibit started.
Is the Historical Society still seeking funds for this project?
Yes. So to start phase three, which will be the bulk of the exhibits, we're going to launch a fundraising campaign. So the plans and work for that are started also.
And how much do you think you'll be wanting to raise for phase three?
So for phase three, it'll include, like I said, the construction of the buildings downtown, and then there's a civic organization and a railroad exhibit, and to finish the Native American Pioneer exhibit, and then also to include money for the upkeep of all of this, so kind of looking at some future planning. So we're hoping to raise another $300,000.
How do you think this new building and exhibit will enhance the Kelowna Historical Village?
Well, it gives a definitely updated exhibits, more interactive, and we've also, for the last several years, have been doing a lot of research into our history. So this Native American Pioneer exhibit is something that is new, and it's going to be giving our visitors new information about the area, and it's tying things together. We're calling it Connections Through Time is the theme. So we're able to show how these pioneers that came into the area, how that is all connected then to the people who started those businesses. And so there's just lots of connections and lots of history that has not been exhibited before with the streetscape or the streets of old Kelowna, whatever we're going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
that puts all the artifacts that we have within the context of where they were sold. And so it just gives a lot more meaning, and it's a much greater educational value. I see a lot of schools. Our school tours have been increasing with some of the things that we've been doing, working with our local schools. So we've had schools from Burlington and Cedar Rapids and Washington, and Iowa City come this spring. So it just seems to be, as we've really focused on the educational piece, it's just growing.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're really serving our community in a new and a better way.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna Historical Society board member Jan Ferry about work on the second phase of the Wall Museum project that was funded in part by a $50,000 Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.